Okay, then. Welcome to Talking Comics.
Da-da-da.
What episode is it?
Episode 102. No, I did not look at my sheet.
Episode 102. 102? That's crazy. Aw, man. I have a pen. 102, used AMPT, use code TCP10 at
AMPT Comics to get 10% off on your comic order. Allegra Printing, Traverse City, Michigan, for all your printing needs.
Allegra
sponsor
Printing.
Us.
Yeah, you can sponsor us.
I'll even sing it.
We have a media kit now.
Allegra Printing, Traverse City, Michigan, for all your printing needs. Da, da, da. Wait, hold on, I'm not done. Use TCP10 to get 10% off on your comic order at Mint Comics.
I have sticker packs.
Are we going to open?
No. We're going to sell. Sticker packs from, well, they did all the printing. Here's one. Here's a couple. The stickers.
Oh, wait, mine are over there.
The cover stickers. So, yeah, we got sticker packs, all kinds of fun stuff. Go to our website, talkingcomics.com. Talkingcomics.com. We have the comics are on there. Stickers are on there. There's 1 week left in the Kickstarter. Go check that out. We're almost ready for that. She's getting her sign.
How do you know?
7 days. 7 days left.
7 days.
Oh, God. Too close. There you go. 7 days left. All right. So are you going first this week?
No.
All right, I'll go first. All right, my weekly polls. I got talked into Kilroy Is Here, a one-shot, Image Comics. Heard it was a good story. Pick of the week. Can what?
Can Image Comics sponsor us?
They could.
Yeah, do that.
G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero, Silent Mission, the Baroness issue. They're doing another set of 5 of these. I'm excited about those. They're real easy to read.
Yeah. You don't really need skills for that one.
Batman number 8.
What
it's
was
got
that?
Poison Ivy.
What was that crinkling sound?
It was, I hit my microphone. The all-new Spider-Gwen Ghost Spider, Stephanie Phillips, number 9. I don't know when the last one that she... I think this might be the last one that she's writing. Because there's another one she's writing at the moment. So then I got Doctor Strange, number 5. I got to get reading those. I got them sitting right back here. I've got to get reading them. Then I got Magic the Gathering, Old Untold Stories of Jace. Jace was my favorite character when I played Magic, so that'll be cool. That's what I got. Okay. All right, Annika, so what did you get this week?
So, I got... Anyways, so today. Anyways, sorry. So I got Poison Ivy number 43. Got this cover. I thought it was a cool cover.
That is a cool cover.
I also got the one with Catwoman because it's Catwoman. Catwoman. I can't speak today. I got Deadpool April Pool's Day.
That one was good last year.
And then I got Daredevil by Stephanie Phillips.
You did get Daredevil.
Hopefully it's amazing. Probably will be. Most of her books are amazing. Most of all of them. All
right, so that was your weekly pulls. Good job. Which one are you looking forward to reading the most?
Probably Daredevil, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to reading Daredevil and the Doctor Strange for sure. I want to read the Doctor Strange. I don't know why I haven't done it yet. I've been reading all this Thor and I need to read it. But the Daredevil for sure, I'm looking forward to reading that.
Yeah, we all are.
What did you read this week?
I'm in the middle of reading this.
Rogue.
Yep, Rogue number one. And I read this on the way home.
You did. Yeah, I want to read that too. That one looks funny. What did I read? I read my normal Thor's one a day. Almost done with the volume 3 omnibus. Only got three more issues to read in that one. The Infinity series saga in that was pretty cool. Yeah, so the Infinity saga was pretty cool in the in that. There was a really good couple issues of Hela came in and them trying not to kill Thor. Hela really wanted to get Thor's soul to Valhalla, but he persevered. So that was really cool. And yeah, I'm gonna do better reading some of my other comics because my read pile is almost in view here. I think Annika has the same problem. So what did you watch this week, Annika?
I don't think I
I
watched
didn't watch anything either.
anything.
Play any games?
Fortnite, that's really it.
That's really it.
Minecraft,
Minecraft, Fortnite. Slay the Spire. I need to get you Slay the Spire. I think you'd like that game. Anything else?
Trying to think. I don't think so. No.
All right. Well, we have a convention on Saturday, Oak City Mini Con in Raleigh, Old Northern Tools Building, and I don't remember. Look it up, Oak City. It's on our profile. Or our website, but Oak City Mini Con, Saturday from 10 to 5, one day show. So we'll be there set up with our convention stuff, selling our stickers and our books and handing out cards and all that fun stuff. Yeah, you looking forward to that, Annika? Oak City, yep. So we're going to the convention. What are you looking forward to about the convention?
I don't know.
Cosplay contest?
Yeah, selling my art, cosplaying.
What are you gonna cosplay as?
Harley Quinn. 'Cause I'm a queen.
Harley Quinn?
Harley
I need to
Quinn.
make me a cosplay outfit.
Yeah, go as a pirate.
I could.
'Cause you handmade it.
I did.
So.
It's too hot though. I need a cool. Something a little
Buy
cooler as
like
a
one of those
cosplay.
Spider-Man suits off of
I
Temu.
would not look good in a Spider-Man suit. That would.
Sorry.
I would not. It'd be like the fat Deadpool in the Wolverine movie.
Probably. But that'd be funny though.
But speaking of new clothes, it's mail time.
Oh no.
Open that box.
Oh my God, Sebby. So we got. Oh wait, I'm not supposed to show that. Blur that out.
We have lawnmowers destroying this episode.
Yeah. Anyway, do you want me to wait?
No, go ahead.
So, don't look at this. Oh my God, they look amazing. Oh my lords.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's nice.
Are they individually packaged?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice to tell them the size on them.
Oof. Yes.
Which one's that?
This one's a large.
Okay, that's not yours.
This one's the extra large.
That's yours.
This one's 3X.
Throw it.
I'm scared. Oh!
I got it. I want to see this.
Okay.
Oh, wow. It does look really good.
Catch your hat.
Hold on.
Got a hat.
Oh, let me see that.
Your hat.
Throw it. Oh, okay. All right, I'll open the hat first. This one's getting a little grungy.
Oh, this is nice.
This looks black. This does not look navy. But I like it.
Oh, hold on, just like...
That looks so good. Look at that. Compare. Look, Anka.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Does that not look really good?
Yeah, that's
looks better than this one.
You know, you put that ASAL or something pin on that one.
Oh, my Artemis pin?
Yeah, the Artemis pin.
I love the hat. The hat's awesome.
Yeah. But look at the really detailing good. Color on this.
Let me see. Well, I got one in my hand. I don't know why I'm...
Look at that.
Dude, that looks so good.
People, look at that.
That looks so good.
That looks so good.
Wow.
I'm wearing this to school.
All right, throw me my Thor one. I want my Thor one.
Let me get it out of the
Just
box.
One of the 3X Thors. I don't think I ordered you a Thor one, did I?
You
I
did.
I did? Sweet.
Wait. 3X.
Oh, good throw.
Okay. Wait.
Okay.
Why'd you order 2 3Xs?
Because I got one for Colin.
Oh.
Who created it. Oh, my God.
Okay.
So I need to mark the clip.
Let me see.
Look. That looks so good.
Oh, my gosh. Wait. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
All right, we're pausing.
Yeah.
And we're back. This is so awesome.
I'm not back.
And Annika's back.
Oh, my God. This is absolutely amazing. They actually fit very well.
Yeah, they feel good, too.
Yeah.
They're really good.
They're nice Mighty and, like, feet. Thin. They're, like, thin and, like, cool, you know?
This looks amazing. And my new hat. What do you think? My new hat, too?
It's amazing.
Looks really good. I'm happy. This is our wardrobe. This is what I'm wearing on Saturday.
Yep, me too.
Well, plus you'll have your Harley Quinn outfit, but yeah. Heck yeah, I love it. We got new shirts. So these are in our shop. Go to our website. They're
Buy
on the
them.
Website. They're there if you want them. They're amazing. Hats, shirts, stickers, comics.
Hats, shirts, and stickers.
I got another box.
Stickers, hats, shirts, and stickers.
Apparently it's a box, and inside the box is a Walmart bag. Inside the Walmart bag is a Gemini mailer. Where's my scissors? I don't know what I do with my scissors. They're there. Oh, I knocked my camera. It's a big Gemini mailer. Oh, there it is. There it is. Thor Omnibus number volume 4. I love it. This cover of 222 on there. This goes from 195 to 228. It's got all the covers on the back. A little thinner than the other one, which is fine because that other one was hefty to hold. But this one's a little bit better, so... Continuing the journey into mystery. So I'm excited about that as well. All right. So that was our mail time. What do you think? That shirt looks so good.
I know. It's great. It's amazing. It's phenomenal. It's amazing. It's great. Oh my God.
I love how big the print is. It's not just like a little box, right?
I like how colorful
And
it is.
it's,
Like the contrast on it is like really, really bright and like
agreed.
really amazing.
This sticker is gonna drive me crazy. Ah, that's better. The one on top, I don't care, but this one was driving me crazy. New hat, new shirt. This cover, well, both these covers, are books, cover D, cover G.
You
They
should
were
make.
very, they sparked a lot of conversation at the convention, right? So, like the Thor sticker, woman come up, it's like, oh, Thor's my favorite. It's like, mine too. So she bought the sticker. So now if I'm wearing the shirt instead of just the Talking Comics podcast shirt, which is cool too, it matches like our tablecloth and stuff, but this still has the Talking Comics on it, but it'll be a great conversation piece. And there's a hidden Easter egg in this one on Thor's cape right here is Colin's signature. So I snuck that in there. So that's pretty cool. Did you notice that,
No,
Annika?
I haven't really looked at that one yet. Wait.
Look at his cape. I've noticed
Ah,
it looks like a
yes.
fold in his cape, but it's his signature. So,
Amazing.
yeah, it turned out.
These shirts are like great.
They are. I love them. So, cool. We got mail time. Oh, next thing on mail time or package time is we did get, the Daredevil blind bags. The True Believer blonde. True Believer blonde bags. The True Believer blind bags. We got eight of them. So I'm gonna open one. You wanna alternate or how do you wanna do this, Annika?
Alternate, last one synchronized.
Okay. You want me to go first or you to go first?
I'll go first. So I
Okay.
picked them out.
She picked them out and divvied them up between us. So
Okay, we each get four because we bought eight. Okay.
yep.
First one, I'm scared.
Now it does have a cover on it, so you got to pull it out
Okay.
and then reveal the cover.
I like this. Here we go. Three, two, one.
Okay.
Oh, this is
Oh,
the
I should
same
pull them
one.
up, shouldn't I? The same what?
When
Oh, we
I
pulled it
accidentally
to.
grabbed nine off the shelf.
That's the Dan Pennaeason variant cover.
I accidentally grabbed nine, and we are only going to get eight because nine is uneven.
Yeah, so he opened that one.
So he opened one, and this was the one he pulled. So I'm glad we got another one.
Let me see it again. Okay. It's not the virgin one. Okay.
No, but it's
All right,
still
so it's
cool.
my turn.
Go.
Oh, I didn't cut mine.
Wait, are there tick marks?
No.
Oh, hey, good job.
They fixed that. That's why they delayed it a couple weeks. All right, so what did I get?
Sorry.
Ooh, okay.
That one's cool.
That is just the Alex Maleev cover.
Okay, next one. I'm excited for this. Okay. Three, two. Oh my gosh, you didn't get anyone. Sorry.
I'm gonna work on opening my next one.
Okay, three, two, one, go. Okay. Here we go.
Same one I just
There you
got, Alex Maleev. Okay.
go. It's still cool.
Yep.
It's still cool.
All right. My next one. Same. Same. He's got three of the same one.
Oh my gosh. I swear if
Yeah.
this is the same one. Okay. I'm just gonna pull it already. Oh, okay. This one's cool.
That is the. Whoops. Hold on, sorry. The Ross Beseech Besk Baksh Beskch variant.
This one's cool. I like this.
Yeah. Struggling over here, Jesus. All right, let's see.
Oh, that's cool.
Let's see. Peach Momoko.
Okay. Oh, wait, we have to do the synchronized. Okay, pull yours out of the bag. Wait, is that your last one?
Yeah. All right, are you ready?
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Ooh, I got the.
Oh, this one's cool.
Which one did I get? This is the Jackson C television variant. That's
Is
cool.
it? That one's cool.
What'd you get? That is Neil East Games. NetEase Games Marvel Rivals blind bag variant. That's only in the blind bags.
Hey, that's
Okay.
cool.
So we got one that was a blind bag exclusive. So that's cool.
Yeah, we need to get more of these.
There we go. I don't know. I kind of go in with what Rob said. They're kind of underwhelming, but
Yeah, but like, they're cool.
we got one of the blind bag variants. That's it. You know,
Still
when you get
cool.
the open order covers in the blind bags, it's kind of weird, but there we go. Alrighty.
What's next on the agenda?
Well, we got it's we can either do our bracket or we can do questions.
Let's do
Let's do
questions.
questions. Okay. So, in light of the Daredevil
Wait.
release today.
Wait. Do we have Comic Caster this week?
Nope. I removed it for now. I replaced it with more questions.
Oh, okay.
I added 10 real or fake questions,
Okay.
10 trivia questions, and then a bonus question.
Okay,
So, we're gonna do Daredevil trivia this week. Guess what time it is?
what?
I forgot to say that a minute ago. Guess what time it is?
Question time. Do 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 do. It's question time. Whoop.
All right. Daredevil, 10 real or fake Daredevil things.
Okay.
Real or fake? The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles origin story was originally written as a parody of Daredevil's origin.
I'm gonna say false. No.
It's real. It was a direct homage and parody because the same canister that blinded Matt hit the turtles. It's pretty cool. Real or fake? Matt Murdock has a twin brother named Matt Murdock, Mike Murdock, who is also a superhero. Real or fake?
Real.
Fake. Real or fake? Ben Affleck originally auditioned to play Bullseye in the 2003 Daredevil movie before being cast as Matt Murdock. Real or fake?
Real.
That is real. Daredevil regained his sight permanently in the 90s, but chose to blind himself again to fight crime better. Is that real or fake?
Real.
That is fake. Stan Lee was originally afraid that blind people would find the comic offensive, so he almost pulled the plug on the character. Real or fake?
Real.
That is real. Real or fake? In the comics, Matt Murdock became the mayor of New York City.
Fake. No. Wait, yes.
You can't change your mind. It is real. In the Chip Zdarsky run. Real or fake, Daredevil is a founding member of the Avengers.
Real.
That is fake. He's joined, but later, never a founder. Real or fake, Kingpin is originally a Spider-Man villain before became Daredevil's arch nemesis.
Repeat, please.
Kingpin was originally a Spider-Man villain before becoming Daredevil's arch nemesis.
True.
That is real. Matt Murdock's cane can convert into a nunchuck-style weapon.
True.
That is true. Last one. Daredevil once possessed the power of the Captain Universe.
True.
That is real.
Yeah.
All right. Now I have 10 trivia questions for you.
Okay.
What is the name of the chemical waste that blinded young Matt Murdock?
I don't like nothing about Daredevil.
Well, now this is your comic history to learn.
Okay. Multiple choice.
What is the name of the chemical waste that blinded young Matt Murdock?
Can I have multiple choice?
I don't have multiple choice.
Just make up some things.
I don't want to make it up off the top of my head. It would not be accurate.
Yeah, but wait. Okay, fine. Kryptonite.
It is not kryptonite. It's radioactive isotope. Or just radioactive sludge. Sorry. Who are the two legendary creators credited with Daredevil's first appearance in 1964? Just name one of them.
Stan Lee.
Very good. It was Stan Lee and Bill Everett.
Okay.
What was the primary color of Daredevil's original comic book suit?
Red.
Before it became the iconic red.
Green.
Come on, you've seen the cover. It's at the comic shop. It's none of those covers.
Yeah, it is. It's at the comic shop. Okay, what? Where is it at?
On the wall, behind the counter.
I don't look at those. Orange, black.
Was yellow.
That's what I said.
In the Netflix series, which specific neighborhood of the New York City does Matt Murdock swear to protect? I've interviewed a guy that lived in this neighborhood.
What was that guy's? What was that guy's name? Who was that?
You said the word earlier.
Kryptonite?
I meant earlier today.
What? When?
We were in the car. In the drive-thru.
B?
Hell's Kitchen.
Oh. I didn't say it. Oh, I did. Oh.
What is the name of the mysterious martial arts master who trained Matt Murdock? I didn't know this.
Wait, repeat, please.
What's the name of his master that trained him?
Batman.
Stick. Batman and Kryptonite are DC things, not Marvel.
Harley Quinn, it's fine.
Which assassin is Matt Murdock's ongoing and on-again, off-again love interest and enemy? It's my favorite comic book character movie portrayal.
Thor.
That is a girl.
Oh, wait, what's her name?
She was in the Deadpool Wolverine movie.
Wait, what? Rogue? No.
No.
Who was in that movie? Ladypool? Oh. No.
Elektra.
That's what I said.
What is the day job profession of Matt Murdock?
An old guy.
What does he do for a living?
He's an old guy. That's what he does for a living.
He's not old.
But he
Jesus.
has a cane.
'Cause he's blind.
Oh.
You don't know anything about Daredevil, do you? You need to watch Daredevil on Disney Plus. I have not watched season two yet, any of the season two.
Okay, wait. Rephrase that, please. Or
What
repeat
is Matt Murdock's day job?
He's an engineer. Or wait, no. I'm sorry. He's a scientist.
He's a lawyer.
Because
Matt Murdock co-founded a law firm with his best friend. What is his best friend?
who is his best friend, or
Yeah.
what is his
Who
best?
is his best friend?
Oh, a cactus plant. Oh, I know. You said who? Electra.
No. Foggy Nelson.
Okay.
Nelson and Murdock Law Firm.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here you go. You should be able to get this one.
I'm scared.
What specific sense does Daredevil not have that allows his other senses to be superhumanly acute?
Blind.
Very good.
It's my first one I got correct.
All right, I have a bonus question for you.
I need this.
And then we're going to do our NCAA, our bracket, and then we're going to you can do your this or that.
Okay, go.
The bonus question, who is writing the new Daredevil series?
Stephanie Phillips.
Very good.
Stephanie Phillips. I almost
Very
said
good.
Daphne.
Who is writing the new Daredevil series?
Stephanie Phillips. I almost said Daphne because Daredevil.
All right.
Yeah.
So now we're going to do our bracket. Let me pull up our show screen. Get your pen ready.
Okay, here we go. I'm kind of scared. Anyway, so I know who exactly who you picked, so.
Why'd you cheat?
No, why would I do that?
You cheated.
No, I didn't. Like, I actually didn't. I'm just joking around, like, jeez.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
Deadpool or Storm?
I picked Deadpool.
Me too. All
All right, so we write Deadpool in the next line. So we have an actual bracket this time because we're going to finish this out. All right, so Deadpool. Right, the next one is Emma Frost and Blade. I picked Blade.
not friends anymore.
So even as Emma Frost, odd is Blade. Ready? Say when.
Even
Say when.
when.
Odd. So Blade moves on.
Okay,
So right Blade. So then next round it'll be Deadpool versus Blade. Okay? Does that make sense? Does
unfortunately,
that make
yes,
sense?
but
Okay.
unfortunately,
Joker versus Superman.
I picked Joker.
I did too. Joker moves on. Green Goblin versus
I
Nightwing.
picked Nightwing.
I put Green Goblin.
Okay, I don't
So
really care who.
Green Goblin is odd. Nightwing is even. Dang. Nightwing moves on. I think he's been a part of every thing, every
Okay,
random.
Moon Knight versus Wolverine.
I pick Wolverine.
Me too.
All right. Red Skull versus Doctor Doom.
I picked Red Skull.
I did too. Wow. Batman versus Daredevil.
I picked Daredevil, of course.
I picked Batman.
How could you do that?
Because even though it's a Daredevil episode,
What is wrong with you?
I
No,
know.
like, actually.
Batman's cooler than Daredevil to me. I like Batman better. I know it's a Daredevil
Well,
episode, and I should have picked
you just ruined
Daredevil.
the whole episode. Thanks a
Thanks.
lot.
Well,
You just
Batman is
ruined.
odd. Daredevil is even.
Yeah, don't even stay, Batman. He don't even need to be in this.
Come on, Batman. Come
Daredevil,
on, odd.
Daredevil, Daredevil.
Oh, look how close that was. Daredevil moves on.
Wonder why.
I bet you won't be picking him next round, depending how this goes. All right. Dr. Octopus versus Harley Quinn. Who did you pick?
Who'd you pick?
Who did you pick?
Who'd you pick? You already know who I picked. Who'd you pick?
I want to hear you say it.
Hilly Quinn.
Harley Quinn?
Harley Quinn.
I picked Harley Quinn.
Oh my God, I love you. See, we're friends now.
So I bet you don't pick Daredevil next round because it's Harley versus Daredevil. All right. So we're going to take a second here and we're going to make our selections. So I'm going to circle this one, this one, this one, and I'll do this one. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready? All right. So this is our Elite Eight. Deadpool versus Blade.
I picked Deadpool.
I picked Deadpool. He moves on to the final
Okay.
four.
Okay.
Joker versus Nightwing.
I picked Joker.
I picked Joker. Joker moves on to the final four. Wolverine versus Red Skull.
Wolverine.
I picked Red Skull. So Wolverine will be odd. Red Skull's even. Odd. Wolverine moves on. Daredevil versus Harley Quinn. Since you gave me so much crap last round, I went in and picked Daredevil.
I hate you again. Yeah, we're not friends anymore. I thought we could be friends. I really thought we could be friends. But you just decided to like screw me over. So like, nope, not
But
today.
you gave me so much crap
But
last
it's Harley
round.
Quinn.
But you
But
gave.
it's Harley Quinn. There's no buts. It's Harley Quinn. So if you
All
want to,
right,
I'll give you
so
1 second to change your opinion.
I mean, I can't. I already circled it.
Yeah, but like, hopefully these are erasable. Even though they aren't, I tried to get you to vote me an erasable one because I knew I needed it.
All right, so Daredevil's odd. Harley Quinn's
If Harley
even.
Quinn does not win, I swear to God, I'm going to break my iPad in
Do not
half.
break your
I
iPad in
will.
half. Do not.
Already need a new one.
All right. Odd is
Phew.
Daredevil, even is Harley Quinn. So tell me when to stop.
No.
It's odd. Daredevil moves on.
Okay, we're not friends anymore.
Like Duke,
Bye.
like Duke, Harley falls in the Elite Eight.
You're mean. Okay, yeah, I'm not doing that. Okay, yeah, I'm done with this one.
Right, so now you got to do your picks for Deadpool versus Joker, Wolverine versus Daredevil. God, could you imagine? That would be a cool comic, Deadpool versus Joker. I wonder if that would actually ever happen or has happened. That's a tough one. Wolverine versus Daredevil. All right, I got my two picks.
Me too.
All right, Deadpool versus Joker. Who do you got?
Deadpool.
I picked Deadpool. Wolverine versus Daredevil.
I picked Harley Quinn. You want to see my sheet? I picked Harley Quinn.
All right. I can't see your sheet. Wolverine versus Daredevil. Who'd you pick?
Harley Quinn.
She's gone home.
I I actually did. I wrote Harley Quinn, but I wrote Harley Quinn.
So you picked Daredevil?
No, I picked Harley Quinn because I wrote Harley Quinn.
All right. So Wolverine versus Deadpool. Wolverine will be odd.
Deadpool.
Or Daredevil. Odd is Wolverine.
I don't like you. You're mean I know. To me.
It's even. So Daredevil. Wow.
So Harley Quinn wins.
Daredevil moves on. This could be a Daredevil episode. Deadpool versus Daredevil. I can't believe it came down to these two.
Okay.
I did not see that coming.
Okay, go.
All right. God, who do I want to pick in that? All right. I have my pick. Who'd you pick?
Who'd you pick?
I picked Daredevil.
I picked Harley Quinn. No way! We won! I guess it's just a Harley Quinn episode.
So you picked Daredevil.
I picked Harley Quinn.
Harley's not in it.
Yes, it is.
No, she's not. All right. Daredevil, out of our 64 original team or characters, it's kind of crazy that Daredevil, being the Daredevil episode... Being the Daredevil episode of the blind bags and all that, that Daredevil actually wins the whole thing.
No, Harley Quinn did.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
Alrighty. Well, that was fun.
No.
We had to come up with something else to do like that because that was kind of fun.
How about Harley Quinn won?
All right. What about you got to do this or that?
I found my pen.
All right.
So, okay. So,
Daredevil, this or that. Daredevil edition.
Okay. The red salt. No. The red suit or the black vigilante suit?
I'm going to go red suit.
Okay. Well, kind of need to circle these. So I'm going to circle the opposite one. Okay. Foggy Nelson, the heart. Or Karen Page, the investigator.
I pick Foggy.
Okay. Kingpin, Wilson, Fisk, or Bullseye Nelson, and Murdoch, the...
Sorry, that's two separate ones. After the question mark, I forgot to hit enter, apparently. Mm-hmm. So it's Kingpin versus, or Bullseye. I'm going to pick Kingpin. Kingpin. Not Kingpin. Kingpin versus Bullseye. I'm picking Kingpin.
Okay.
Am I right or wrong?
You're incorrect.
Did I get Foggy right?
Mm-hmm.
Did I get the red suit right?
Yes.
All right, so I got two right.
Okay. So Nelson and Murdoch or the Defenders?
I'm going to go Nelson and Murdoch. Am I right?
You're incorrect.
Ooh.
Okay, hallway fight scene season one or stairwell fight season two?
I haven't seen the season two, so I'm going to say season one.
You're incorrect.
I'm incorrect.
Okay, radar seasons or
sense.
Super
radar sense or super hearing? I'm going to go super hearing.
Correct.
All right.
Okay. Matt Murdock, the lawyer, or Daredevil, the vigilante?
I kind of like, in the TV show, I like Murdock as the lawyer.
So Murdock?
Yeah.
Correct.
Correct, all right.
Okay, Elektra or Black Widow comic relationship?
Elektra.
Correct.
Yeah.
Billy... Club or hand-to-hand combat?
Billy Club.
Incorrect. Born Again comic run or new Stephanie Phillips comic run?
Stephanie Phillips comic run.
Correct.
I couldn't go against Stephanie Phillips.
So you got four incorrect. So that means minus 4,000.
But that means I got six correct, so plus 6,000.
No, that's not exactly how that works.
So I got 2,000.
I said that's not exactly how that works. So every one they got right, correct is actually 500. So Let's see.
So I finish at negative 2,000?
Yeah.
Or 1,000?
Negative 2,000, because I'm nice. You could have gone to 3, just saying. Okay, now. I have a little game we can play.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to, so there's 3 tiers, okay? And it gets cut in half every tier, okay? So I'm going to say a character, and then I'm going to say some names. So basically, Daredevil versus Panel Pete. And you'll pick, and then Daredevil moves on, okay? Okay, so Loki versus Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn.
Correct. Harley Quinn versus Panel Pete.
Panel Pete.
Harley Quinn versus Lunch Lady.
Lunch Lady.
Okay, Lunch Lady versus Daredevil.
Lunch Lady.
Lunch Lady versus Batman.
Lunch Lady.
Lunch Lady versus Poison Ivy.
Lunch Lady.
Lunch Lady versus Spider-Man.
Lunch Lady.
Lunch Lady versus Catwoman.
Lunch Lady.
Lunch Lady versus Hulk.
Lunch Lady.
Lunch Lady versus Deadpool.
Lunch Lady.
Lunch Lady versus, wait, what does that say? Joker.
Lunch Lady.
Okay, Lunch Lady versus Ash from Pokemon.
Lunch Lady?
Okay, Lunch Lady versus Billy.
That's a tough one. I'd probably go Lunch Lady.
Oh.
That's tough.
What does that say? Okay. Wait, hold on.
I'm holding on.
Okay. I'm trying to read my own writing.
I'm holding on.
Yeah, you can hold on tighter. I forgot what this says because I can't read my own writing. Anyway, Lunch Lady versus the great Mammoth or something. I don't know. I don't know what that's.
Lunch Lady.
I'm just gonna cross that one out and make a new one. Okay, Lunch Lady versus Heaven. I have to think of something. Put in that place. Oh, okay. Okay, Lunch Lady versus the Green M&M.
Lunch Lady.
But it's the green M&M.
I know, but Lunch Lady's like in my comic, so it's like I can't not pick my own thing.
But it's the Lunch Lady.
Lunch Lady's awesome.
Yeah, but like it's,
I give you food, another scoop.
I give you another scoop, skinny boy.
Skinny boy, I give you another scoop. I love that part of the book.
Yeah.
Well, cool. If you don't know what we're talking about with the Lunch Lady, go pick it up. The Chronicles of Panel Pete. You can learn all about the Lunch Lady. So, the Lunch Lady is awesome. And we have Lunch Lady stickers in the sticker packs. And if we get to $1,000 on the Kickstarter, everybody will get a Lunch Lady sticker. So, there you go. The Lunch Lady's popular right now. Their Daredevil and Lunch Lady episode. But thank you all for joining. Go read the new Daredevil.
Support Stephanie Phillips.
So everybody have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week. Or pick up the new shirts. We'll see you at the convention Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. I just saw something in the book.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. We don't just talk about comics, we made one.
And it's called The Chronicles of Pam and Pete.
At Talking Comics, we interview creators, show off our comic calls,
play fun games, and show what we're learning firsthand.
Get a free preview of the Chronicles of Panel P by subscribing to our Substack.
Watch the trailer and all the video episodes on YouTube.
Or listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow along, like, subscribe.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.